tear up, destroy, and spill.
Oh, sorry. Like
a bee.
Is there no snake?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence today. We ask your blessings over all the department heads that are here. Special blessings for our commissioners and our judge, Lord, that make the right decision for this county. We give you the praise and the glory and honor. In Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Okay, what did I miss with the snake? I didn't realize
I found a snake in her office. Jumped over her bed.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. We will get started today with item number one, which is open session. Comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. So if we have, unless we have a discussion of if it's a factual statement of something we can talk about, if not, then we cannot comment back on it. But certainly welcome to come and talk to them. Anyone from the audience? If no one, Commissioner?
Today is my mom's 91st birthday. Her headstone will probably read, she did what she could because she had a few kids that probably, she did the best she could.
Mama tried.
Mama tried. But anyway, she's been a champ. She's had most of her life, she played both roles. So I truly appreciate my mom and I want to wish her happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
What's your name?
Gladys Irene.
Trahan.
There for a long time, I thought it was, I didn't do it, Mom. Growing up a Trahan.
Always catching slides.
I know it.
I'd like to thank the community, all the teams that came out this weekend, supported the Maurice Baer Crawfish Festival. It was the most successful one we've ever had. We cooked 16,000 pounds of crawfish and 500 pounds of shrimp. Briggs said he figured it up, and that was 13,000 shrimp is what he cooked.
Wow.
Huge success, and I can't thank the community enough for supporting.
Great event.
It was a great event. It's a great job.
Yes, sir.
I'm good.
Good. I am as well. And then it's just great that we have a lot of great activities like that in our community for our people to be able to participate in. All right, I'm going to read number two, and I'm certainly going to have somebody help me with that because I can do the ALS part, but when it comes to actually saying that name, and so we're going to read the proclamation, but it's a presentation and proclamation for the ALS, commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease, a progressive fatal neurodegenerative disease. I can say that piece.
That's good.
But the other one is, it gets tough.
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Say that again?
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
I
didn't
read it.
I gave you three words.
He probably practiced that all night. Whereas ALS, also commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is a progressive fatal neurodegenerative disease in which a person's brain loses connection with their muscles, slowly reducing a person's ability to walk, talk, eat, and eventually breathe. Whereas thousands of new ALS cases are reported every year, and estimates show that every 90 minutes someone is diagnosed with ALS and someone passes away from ALS. Whereas on average, patients diagnosed with ALS survive only 2 to 5 years from the time of diagnosis. Whereas the exact causes of ALS are unknown and there is no known cure for ALS. Whereas people who have served in the military are more likely to develop ALS and die from the disease than those with no history of military service. Whereas securing access to new therapies, durable medical equipment, and communication technologies is of vital importance to people living with ALS. And whereas clinical trials play a pivotal role in evaluating new treatments, enhancing quality of life, and fostering assistive technologies for those living with ALS. Whereas the ALS Association is the largest philanthropic funder of ALS research globally and has committed more than $154 million to support more than 550 projects across the United States and 18 other countries. And whereas the ALS Association is committed to make ALS livable and cure it for everyone everywhere. And whereas ALS Awareness Month provides an opportunity to increase public awareness of the dire circumstances of people living with ALS, acknowledge the terrible impact this disease has on individuals and their families, and support research to eradicate this disease. Now, therefore, I, John Gothier, with full support of the Orange County Commissioners Court, do hereby proclaim the month of May 2026 as ALS Awareness Month, and I call upon all Americans to join in supporting ALS research, advocating for increased funding, and standing in solidarity with those affected by this relentless disease, signed this 28th day of April 2026. So I can take a motion.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Ma'am, thank you for reaching out to us. For this.
Yes.
We've all been affected by this terrible disease in some way or another. We've all, from Tony Dallas to Super Jink, everybody in here knows somebody that's been affected by this. It's horrible.
Yep, it is.
And, thank you very much.
It is a deal. So if you would like,
65.
If you'd like to come up and get a picture of that, and then she will get you a copy of this so that you'll have this for your records as well.
Okay.
You might come up and do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me one that comes on the
floor. Goes up to the ceiling.
Yeah.
That's why I started laughing thinking about that lady when I said it. Yeah. Snakes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Snakes.
I'm
going
to show you where snakes
got
out. Thank you. My mother and my great grandfather.
Here you go. Hold it if you would like.
Just get a little bit bare so we can see Commissioner Sowell.
Nah, nobody will say that. Even God.
A little weird.
Thank you so much.
And that was a little bit bigger.
Thank you.
Bigger.
Thank you. All right, item number three, acknowledge and announce the Economic Development Week of May 4th through May 8th, 2026, where professionals work as stewards of progress, connecting residents, businesses, leaders, elected officials, industry executives, and educational institutions to advance job creation, community investment, infrastructure improvements, and long-term opportunity. Maybe would you, you certainly come, you come read yours as well.
Come talk about all the good stuff.
I will. So next week is International Economic Development Week, which is celebrated across the world for economic developers and communities and individuals who support the work that you know promotes the growth of economic development. The Orange County EDC will be hosting a luncheon next week on May 5th at the Expo Center from 11 to 1. We'll have our retail consultant with Retail Strategies there to give a presentation and update on all things retail, as well as Larry McManus will be joining us from the Economic Development Travel and Tourism Office with the Office of the Governor to give a presentation on some of the state's programs and incentives that they provide in everything from film and TV to travel and economic development incentives. So lunch will be provided. It's free to attend. We've got a few spots remaining. We just ask that people register if they would like to come and hear those presentations. I think the judge will make a brief cameo as well. So we'll be blessed with his with his words.
The judge in brief.
Did you say brief?
Listen, we've got a schedule blocked out.
So that means less than an hour. Okay.
Yeah. But we just want to thank the court and obviously our EDC board for supporting our work and allowing us to be able to recruit and grow things for the county, and excited for a lot of new businesses and projects that we have coming our way. So, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, I will read the proclamation for that. And now I understand why Denisha wanted new microphones that she can control and cut off remotely. Maybe a reason for that. All right. Whereas more than 100,000 economic development and related professionals worldwide are committed to creating, retaining, and expanding top-tier opportunities that foster long-term equitable community growth, and whereas for generations the economic development profession has cultivated thriving neighborhoods, championed sustainability and resiliency, strengthened economic prosperity, enhanced quality of life, and built robust tax bases. Whereas economic development professionals operate across diverse environments, including rural, suburban, and urban communities, local, state, provincial, and national governments, public-private partnerships, chambers of commerce, institutions of higher education, and similar organizations and associations. Whereas economic development professionals serve as stewards of progress, connecting residents, business leaders, elected officials, industry executives, and educational institutions to advance job creation, community investment, infrastructure improvements, and long-term opportunity. Whereas economic developers contribute to the continued strength and vitality of Orange County within the state of Texas, building on past achievements while shaping a resilient and prospective, a prosperous future. Whereas since 1926, the International Economic Development Council and its preceding organizations have advanced their profession globally, marking 100 years of leadership dedicated to fostering growth, innovation, inclusion, sustainability, and resilience in communities of all sizes. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the County of Orange hereby recognizes the week of May 4th through May 8th, 2026, as Economic Development Week and celebrates 100 years of impact, reflecting on the progress achieved, honoring professionals who strengthen our community today, and inspiring the next century of economic development, opportunity, and community growth. Signed this 28th day of April 2026. I have a motion.
Second.
Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Do that. And it is great. I will tell you that our groups everywhere across, and you see all the growth and you see all the stuff that's happening in East Texas and everywhere else, but in East Texas, it is great to see what's been done. You have to have people because it is an extremely, extremely, we talk about it all the time, competitive nature that these, everybody wants these businesses, everybody wants these new industries. It's competitive. If we don't have somebody speaking on our behalf, thank you, mate, that what y'all do for that is very beneficial to our community. So thank you.
What date did you say your luncheon is?
Do you have a sign? Do you want to come get a picture of yours, Dale, too?
We'll get it
next week.
Yeah.
At the deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're discussion and possible action regarding filing amendments to the court revenue received from the City of Pine Forest, check number 4097, in the amount of $942.47. These funds are reimbursement for road materials. Motion by four, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Acknowledgement for recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor for April 21st, 2026. Now, there are several of those, so I'll just let y'all read through them. I'm not going to read all of those. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to read the next one. This is just the first one. Okay.
From the general fund,
right into it.
$75,569.71. Road and bridge, $525.54. Adult probation, $14,022.59. Airport $442.36 for a total payout of $90,560.20.
Yep, motion by three,
sorry.
Second by four. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Right, now, get to the next one. Item number six, discussion and possible action regarding payment of April 28th, 2026 bills approved by the county auditor as protested listings, and also specifically as follows. And as I said before, these are several of these here, so I'll let y'all read through them. If you have any questions or concerns, then you can ask those, and we'll let Lisa read the rest of them. Tell me you're ready.
Joe, is this the last one for plans for re-elevations?
Yeah. I don't think it's quite the last one.
Okay.
They're getting close. That's almost complete.
Okay.
Ms. Webb.
From the general fund, $563,298.21. Road and bridge, $143,934.41. Mosquito control, $32,412.41. Adult probation, $3,137.64. Airport, $4,715.01. Consolidated accounts, $366,311.74. For a total payout, $1,113,809.42. And that is in addition to the state criminal cost quarterly ending, which filing, which was $189,824.39.
Motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? All right, item number seven, discussion possible action regarding a line item transfer for operations from 001-111-5380.
Joe, you already talked to him?
You know, contingency of $231,000 to 001-115-5270, utilities of $158,000, 001-115-57550, repairs, room and construction of $68,000, and 001-115-52730, cellular internet expense of $5,000, purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the year, and apparently Mr. Peters can give us an explanation of such.
Only if you want one.
Absolutely.
$158,000 is to replenish the utility bill. That was the funds that we used for the electrical for the health clinic. The $68,000 is the money that we spent on the pod buildings to get those up and running as far as tables, chairs, refrigerators, microwaves, buildings on the doors and inside buildings. And the $5,000 is for the cellular bill to pay for the extra security cameras that we have added that are on cellular service at the pod buildings.
So the 158 is really not utility.
Well, it's in my utility account. That's where we took it out of Penny.
It was to get service there.
Yes, sir, it was.
When I see that, I think about utility bills. So that's what
when we were having a meeting about where the funds would come from, the utility account had $1.6 million in it. So Penny suggested that we take it out of that account to move forward to get the conduit and everything set in place for the building to progress and move forward.
And that'll be in the breakdown. So whenever you go back and look at it, it's actually in the breakdown on the expense.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that was kind of a curve. We weren't expecting that.
That is correct. We didn't know that actual initial cost on it.
Second
with
by
the
two.
Explanation, thank you.
There you go. All right, motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Hey, you celebrate so much.
Not quite yet.
Discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for road and bridge from 001-111-53830, contingency of $10,622.23 to 002-573-5750, repairs, rental, construction of $10,622.23, purpose to provide funds for the cost associated with extending water to Precinct 3 barn. The City of Red City will install and test a line, and I think as well they're paying a percentage of it, right?
Yes, sir, and they're also putting a fire hydrant there.
Yeah, putting a fire hydrant, they're paying part of it. I mean, this is all part of the cost, and then they're paying part of it as well.
Yes, sir. Now, the parts are $15,000,
Yeah, that might be a little bit more than $15,000. All right, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 9, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for road and bridge from 002-573-53021, road and bridge mechanic shop construction of $7,500 to 002-573-54551, the CDL education expense of $7,500, purpose to cover CDL expenses needed for new hires. So just adding to the account. Second. Motion by one, second by two. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 10, discussion and possible action regarding the adoption of the local option homestead exemption for the 2026 tax year. So, Tavia, you are up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It started. It has begun again, y'all. It's another tax year.
Yes.
So our first step for the new and up-and-coming 2026 tax year is to approve our local option exemptions for our homestead property. So if a person has a homestead, the county does have the option to approve an additional discount on top of what the state already requires. So, of course, I recommend we continue with the 20%. And then for the homestead, and then an additional $25,000 off their value for over 65, and $25,000 for disabled person. If the person is, of course, disabled and over the 65, they can't get both. They just get the $25,000 off
okay,
the
so
value.
Okay, so recommendation is the 25.
Yes, that is my recommendation.
65
yes.
or older, and then 20.
$25,000 for the disabled person.
Same we've been doing so.
Yes, everything we've continued on, yes. 20% is the maximum the state allows to for us, the county to approve, and then the $25,000 is what we've done for years.
So a motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Or kind of on that for a second, I'd like to extend my appreciation to the Orange County Sheriff's Department with all of the vitriol that we've all been experiencing on Facebook for all the elected officials throughout, from school districts to municipalities to the county. The sheriff has increased some patrols around some of the houses with some of the rhetoric that's been seen. It's very much appreciated. Know that y'all saw that.
Sitting
in my driveway all the time. I felt pretty safe.
You did actually have it, didn't you? It kind of happens that way. I don't think of it that way.
It wasn't specifically at me, but people were talking about burning down homes and coming up here and storming. Oh, if you were on social media, you saw it.
It's
you
all.
You did because you didn't want to look at it.
I don't think I want to, but I.
Yeah, it ain't. Like I said, the times we live.
This is probably where I should make no comment.
No comment.
I'm trying to frame.
I'm sitting over here being quiet.
There you go. That's the best way to do it. All right, item number 11, discussion and possible action regarding updates to the travel policy clarification for special law enforcement and probation travel concerning A, the use of pre-issued cards for meals during overnight travel, B, rental car insurance coverage guidelines, C, eligibility and requirements for overnight stays following the bench, D, inmate probation or meal limitations. I know that Penny had sent all this out. These were some of the questions that we had during the last meeting we had. We had the changes put in place. Y'all should have copies of that. I know she met with the chief, with the sheriff, with myself, and so we come to an agreement on a good use of this so that we would make sure that we're moving forward with the new policies. But we need to adopt those policies as such. Y'all see anything that was different, but I think we made the changes.
The only question I'd have, Chief, is are y'all really good with it this time? Or do you think there's any more changes we need to make to it? Because I'd like to do this one more time and call it good, personally.
We did have a question about the travel policy for night and in the meals specifically. And I don't think there was a change made to that one yet.
Yeah.
Because we're still using the meal or the travel card for the meals. Mm-hmm. I think that's still the standard that we're using. And if we can stay to that standard, I think everything else is fine.
Yeah, and I think that was the discussion, is that we weren't going to make any changes, that we were going to kind of see how it played out so that we could kind of see. I mean, it's hard whenever you make these, you know, changes to it, because we don't really know how the new cards are going to work. We're going to make sure that our main thing is we got to make sure we hit IRS regulations, yeah, and that we're following those guidelines of what the IRS says we have to do for charging and stuff. But I think that up until now, this will cover, what, 90% of it. The other 10%, we're going to have to kind of let it ride to see if it, if there needs to be a change down the road, we'll make a change if it becomes an issue. I don't think it will. I don't think we think it will, but
yeah,
we don't know to you.
Yeah. Especially with the next part.
There's one thing I don't see on here. Me and Penny have talked about a $25 per diem on the free travel meal.
She used the rate, the GSA rate, okay, instead of the 25.
Okay.
Which the GSA rate is 30.
I thought the GSA rate was 36.
Or 36, I'm sorry. I got 35 in my head. It was 36.
But you're talking about on the day travel.
She changed it to the GSA.
Some of the day travel.
Yeah, that was an additional. I don't know what y'all talked about last.
When I talked to Vivian yesterday, she was
it
30, I think it was? We talked about $25 per day.
That's what you talked to me.
That's for the day travel.
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't see it on what we got here. So
I thought it was on page 2.
She sent multiple emails, so you have to.
Very good.
Yeah, I know.
Well, good luck.
All right.
And that is the 25.
Okay.
All right.
So is it
25
or 36? The day. 25?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything else is GSA.
So I need a motion.
So moved.
One second. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Item number 12, acknowledgement for recording in the minutes regarding the receipt of the Orange County Appraisal District 2025 financial audit. I should have that.
Moved to accept.
Motion number 1.
Second.
Second number 2. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 13, discussion and possible action regarding authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign a request for unclaimed property capital credits for the state controller's office. We do this every year.
So moved.
Motion by 1, second by 3. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 14, discussion and possible action regarding an amendment number 3 to the Bypass Technologies Agreement for the 2025 FCC mandated rate changes governing incarcerated people's communication services. Chief?
Yeah.
Okay.
The FCC put out new guidelines lowering the rates that vendors can charge inmates for video and voice calls, and this amendment just changed to make us in compliance with those new mandates.
So moved. Second.
Motion by 2, second by 1. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 15, discussion and possible action regarding the approval and acceptance of the Public Health Emergency Preparedness Hazards Contract Extension between Orange County and the Department of State Health Services, and authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same via DocuSign. This is just our preparedness plan. By 1, second by 2. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed?
Hey, they're finished up out there. Appreciate you.
Item 16, discussion and possible action regarding the plat of 1.39 acres being out in parcel number 5 of Green Acres, a subdivision of record on volume 5, page 111 of the OCMR, into lot number 102 in the William Chisholm Survey, abstract number 289, Orange County, Texas. This plat has been reviewed and approved by Orange County Road and Bridge and the Orange County Drainage District. The proper review, filing, and reproduction fees have been paid, and proof of tax payment has been provided. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Ready to go?
Motion by three. Second by four. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? All right.
Tracy, there was a gentleman named Adams that was reaching out to me last week about one of these that's going to be bringing to you. Have you seen it? It's off of Concord and Lyder. You can see it's over there. You can see it's trying to figure out
when that rim and the star rim used to be exact, and they changed it right after.
Of course they did.
I have dropped the story, put my thumb through, and it fell over me on the way to, like, it was a pain. Yeah, it bothers me too.
Probably not that soon.
I don't. Yeah.
I'll be singing that song the rest of the
afternoon. Me too.
With a Whataburger
thing. It gets in your head. It's like the baby shark song. If you get it in, you get it out.
And it just hit me out. And I'm like,
yeah, I'd rather sing
her. It's a big step to get over it. And then just kind of going and tucked up the cup. But yeah, she finally went back and picked it up. I'm like,
item number 17, discussion and possible action regarding a restroom and collection station and the steps to move forward with a septic water application. Mr. Tracy, you're up again.
Yeah, what it is, to get the sewer out there, the grinding pump at the collection station, there's an application I got to fill out, or someone has to fill out, and it's asking for easements and stuff, and I was just wondering how we go about doing that. I know Kurt said he has he's familiar with how to do it, but I didn't
sound
know.
Like he's the man.
So, I mean, that's what I say. I guess I'm just asking, are we allowed to do that?
Well, we've sent that. We've sent it to her, or he sent it to her.
I thought the court already approved for you to sign that application.
See, I don't know if I never went to court.
My knowledge, we didn't, but we may.
I talked about it.
I remember having the discussion in court, and I specifically asked, because it has to be the court has to authorize someone to sign, and I'll double check. You can authorize him again. I am fairly certain that we did that.
And I'll give it to
her. Motion by two. Already had a second by three. I'm sorry, but yeah. So it's a motion by two, second by three to authorize again potentially.
Yes.
He's fast. He's quick in here. Yeah, he's talking about you.
Say authorize or reauthorize him to sign the application.
To sign.
And any related paperwork, so that we don't have to come back if there's more than one document.
And any related paperwork.
What she said.
All right, so my motion was by two, second by three. Of all that language, we're all good. All right, any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Thank you, sir.
Tracy, how long before we could have that bathroom built out there so we could get that porta potty off of?
Well, once I get the utilities out there, I have to get with Kurt, and we'll have to go purchase the materials out of my budget, and we'll get it built as we can.
All right, number 18, discussion and possible action regarding renewal of IFP 24010 solid waste collection and recycling services with Republic Services. This is the first renewal of three renewals available under the contract, and the price will remain the same. Further action, the court may authorize the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Anything is just a standard renewal of the contract. Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 19, discussion and possible action regarding awarding IFB 26003 road signs. Action taken by the court shall include approval for the judge and judge pro tem to sign the same. Have a motion. I had to have a motion first. So who's my first motion?
I'll make a motion.
All right, motion by one.
We'll let Robert make
sense back. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed?
Here's one in the back. Okay.
Okay, right here. Number 18. Okay, yeah.
Let the court know that the collection station is moving very well, and we're having in and out
things, and they came and met with us and got that corrected, and we're talking about it to them. I appreciate y'all.
While we're on the public, I want to thank y'all as well, because y'all donated two dumpsters to the Marysville Heritage Association this weekend, roll-off boxes. Thank you for that. Appreciate you being a good neighbor.
Good neighbor, and y'all are doing a good job. We appreciate it. Thank you. All right, item number 20, discussion and possible action regarding the purchasing agent to re-advertise for bids on IFB 26002-A, fire extinguisher and inspections. Didn't get anything on the first go-round.
So moved.
All right, motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? We didn't get one on the first round. Anyway, 21, discussion and possible action regarding awarding by resolution a contract for engineering and architectural services under RFQ MC 2026-1 for post-award services of the county's DR 4332-038 Critical County Facilities Retrofit Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, grant from the Texas Division of Emergency Management. Possible action by the court may include approval for the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? There's also no Wilson and Cole.
Yes, that's what I was about to hear.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, we voted on it. We didn't have a name on it.
Oh, sorry, I put it on here. My bad.
Not a problem.
What I was assuming.
Well, I got it after the fact, so I went back in and put it on here.
For the record, it was Arson.
Yes. Thank you, sir. Item number 22, discussing and possible action regarding the transfer of the following items. There is a big, long list. Apologize, I'm not going to read all of those for y'all with all those numbers. I know y'all probably love that, but we're not going to do it. But I will say there are some items on there that were the
19305.
Yeah, the 19305, which is the sandbag chutes. There are five of those. We can't put those on there, so we'll have to remove those off right now because those were given through a grant program, and so we have to do that a different way. So,
and Judge, before we do those surplus, we had talked a while back about putting a vibrator on the chute so that it would flow better. We actually tried that.
No, but like I said, right now we're taking this off of this. They're not going to be part of this. We're going to remove those five items, the sandbag chutes, and then we'll look at something different on those.
Yeah, I was hoping somebody from MIS would be.
Yeah, I'm texting.
We cleaned out their. We're doing the asset conversion,
mm-hmm.
So we have cleaned. They cleaned out their storage building. This stuff is very, very old.
Okay.
And and the tags cost a lot of money, so it's like we're not going to use this. It's been broken, and this stuff has been in inventory for 10 to 12 years. We found a lot of laptops that we've been missing for a while. VA's laptops.
Well, that was my question. If
yes.
We could reuse some of these laptops for like
their technology.
They're
so
absolutely
far back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal.
No, they cleaned out the storage.
Maybe they should have been sooner.
Yeah, appreciate you.
They stayed on top of that. And while we're at this, Chief, we're not paying for any radios with the city horns that we're not using anymore, are we?
We have recently turned in a lot of radios to be deleted off the system. So we're ensuring that doesn't happen.
Because I know years ago that was an issue.
Yeah, when I was here before?
Yes.
Yes. we're making sure that doesn't happen again.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. We have do I have a motion for the transfer of the following items for the exception of the sandbag sheet? Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed?
Kirk, we may find you some storage. You read all that, man.
Yep. Item number 23, discussion and possible action regarding approving the following tax abatements to the city of Bider. Please take notice that the city intends to enter into the enclosed agreements for tax abatements with the following property owners regarding the respective properties located at. And like I said, there's a big long list of those, which is excellent because it shows us a lot of work is being done to upgrade homes, build new homes and upgrade homes. And the abatements only goes to the improvements. Is that right, Commissioner?
Are there any new homes on this one, Commissioner?
Oh, yes.
See, I don't think we need to do this in the future for the new homes. I know these were already agreed to, but I think everybody's building homes right now. I don't think that we have to give abatements for people to build homes now. I know when we started this, that wasn't the case.
Well, I respectfully disagree.
Since it was your program,
But I mean, could we continue to give abatements to the industry? I think it's back to the council benefits everybody.
We need to do one of two things. We need to either expand this so it's open to more residents in the county, or we need to.
I looked into it in some of my precincts, because it's unincorporated, it's almost impossible to do in unincorporated areas. You almost have to do it in the city.
It would only be a city to support. Yeah, I don't think that you can do it outside the city.
You can't, because
the city's had an issue. Certainly, any changes to that would need to be looked at in a further meeting or something we can do. We can certainly do that if we wanted to plan that. But as far as this section of it, this is the one we're approving as of this month under the policy we have.
All right. I have a question.
Yes. Come up and say name, where are you from, for the record, please.
Colleen Owens. I'm in Precinct 2. I was just wondering, like, so is this for any properties in the city of Bider? How is it determined?
Okay, initially what the city had to do was set up zones. There's certain qualifications for a zone to be set up in the city. One of them being Bider, under the there's several categories of state right there that can fit. So the city went through the process of setting those zones up. And what it applies to is that basically we started it because the new development was not almost non-existent over the Bider area in the city limits especially. So we put an incentive in to encourage that. Zones were set up. It's an abatement on the 2 years for the developer and 5 years for the homeowner that buys it.
Then it's only on, because the key piece of this too is on top of that. So like if you have a home existing today and it's a $100,000 home, just for a number, and you improve it, and that new value goes to $160,000. You're only abated the $60,000.
Is it just city tax or both?
City and county.
And county. Is they have to accept it, and we have to accept it.
Okay. So, can you answer that?
I think we probably need to have a workshop on this somewhere in the future.
Okay. I was just wondering how it worked. And how do people know about it?
They apply through the city.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Add a motion before. Second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? I will say, when you go and you look at these houses and see the stuff that's been done over several years we've been doing this program, it does make a good improvement to those homes in those areas that these places are located in. It has certainly helped to improve that. All right, number 24, closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.071 to discuss with Assistant County Attorney Ron Ward Street and unrelated matters regarding pending or threatened litigation, as well as seek to receive information and advice from Assistant County Attorney on legal matters that are not related to litigation or settlement of litigation, but are matters in which the duty of the attorney to the court otherwise conflicts with Chapter 551. Ms. Denise, who would you like to have?
The first one will be the court, myself, and Ms. Corey, and without recording.
All right, so we will open a court back up at 11:28 for any action necessary.
I recommend no action at this time.
Okay, no action. And then so we will go to item number 26, discussion and possible action regarding adjourning commissioner's court meeting. I have a motion by
two.
Second by one.
I was waiting on you.
Any further discussion?
I got sidetracked.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 11:29.
I don't think I have to turn my microphone.